Well, good evening, Harvest family. Good evening. So good to see you folks. Those of you visiting with us for the first time or the first time in a long time, we're glad you're here. Good to see you, Melvin. Like to hear shouting once in a while, all right? Brother Melvin told me before service, that's Southern boys, we got to stick together. So anybody else other than me and Melvin from the South that relocated? Any other Southerners or the Kevin? Okay, we got a few. Great, praise the Lord. Yeah, we'll consider Texas South. Yeah. Well, we're so glad you're here. Let's go ahead and stand together for a word of prayer. Those of you visiting with us, this is a little different. We're kind of introducing a different format for our fifth Sunday. We're going to have a lot of special music, have some testimonies in between, and some instrumental, and then a little time of fellowship and coffee and sweets in the fellowship hall after the service. So you're invited to join us. Hopefully, there's enough. If not, if it's sugar, we can cut it into extra pieces. We all could stand to have a little less sugar. Amen. But there'll be plenty of coffee. Plenty of coffee. So we're so glad. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. We'll ask God's blessings. And I think our first song is going to be Blessed Assurance. Brother Sam, why don't you come and open us in prayer and go right into the song service. We're glad you're here.
Let's pray. Lord, Heavenly Father, we just count it a privilege to be here, to gather together to praise you and hear your word preached and enjoy song, Lord, and music. We just pray that you'll bless this time together, that it'll go well, that we might, maybe we'll learn some things from this first time we're trying it, Lord. And we just pray that you'll bless. Thank you for the visitors we have tonight. I just pray that each person will leave here being glad they were in the house of the Lord tonight. We just pray that you'll bless us. We ask these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen. And you can remain standing. We'll sing number 506, 506, Blessed Assurance, 506. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, this light, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending, ring from above, echoes of mercies, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Amen. And we're going to sing our handshaking song, which is I'm So Happy. This is the last time we're going to sing it for a while, because next time we're together, we're gonna have a different song for the month. So I'm so happy. If you know the part that Mike knows, sing it. I know a lot of you do. Go ahead and shake hands, please.
All right, let's lift our voices and sing this I'm So Happy through one. All right, a couple announcements and some ground rules. This is our first time doing this, so without a doubt, we may make a few mistakes. We may go a little longer than planned. We may go a little shorter than planned. But the bottom line is we're here to fellowship and enjoy our company with one another and to hear from the Word of God as well tonight. So here we go. Before I forget, don't forget, it is Sunday night, Tuesday morning, gentlemen, 8:30 at the Fellowship Hall. If you can make it for a time of fellowship and coffee time, that runs from 8:30 to whenever. Come in and out as you please, as you have time. Some folks don't get there at 8:30. Some folks get there a little later. But it's just sitting around the table with the men of the church, having coffee, sharing some things, talking together, and every once in a while, we'll bring up a few church things as needed. But that's on Tuesday morning, 8:30 in the Fellowship Hall. Of course, our midweek service Wednesday night at 6:30, we'll continue our study through Psalm 23. Now, tonight, I'm going to ask, and we're going to go ahead and practice now. We're getting ready to have some testimonies and favorites. So, does everybody have a schedule? How do they know to move forward? I'll let them know what. If you're getting ready to sing, we'll have you move toward the front, one of the rows to get ready, save a little time. But we're going to have some testimonies. Ask you, if you please, on your testimonies. No, we want you to give testimonies, but be brief. Praise the Lord, and then we'll go on, and we'll try to manage the time. Like I said, this is the first time doing this here, and so we'll see how things go. But if you have a testimony you'd like to share, we'll take some time between songs. We may sing one verse, one stanza of a song instead of two, depending on time as we get through it, because I'm very pleased as your pastor of so many people to sign up to sing, to minister to you, as well as instrumentalists. So we do have a full schedule. And then Brother Enoch will be our speaker tonight and bring a devotion toward the end before we have our time of fellowship. So let's see. Now we're going to have a time of a favorite and then a testimony. And then Brother Tony, Miss Marlene will have a special for us. Then we'll have another one special. Then Brother Mike and Miss Agnes. And then we'll have another testimony and a verse of scripture. Then a ladies trio and so forth as we go through the service. So you enjoy the time. Go ahead, Brother Sam, and we'll have a testimony between this song and the special music.
So the Benny of giving a testimony is you get to pick the favorite. So does anybody have a testimony, a praise, or a brother? Is it Kevin? Right, Kevin, your testimony. Just speak up, brother.
Thank you.
I think most of us have been there, brother. More than once. Do you have a favorite? Okay. Who wants to pick his favorite? Margo. Number 323. We're going to sing the first verse of number 323. After we're done singing that, Marlene and Tony will be up. Number 323. And the rule goes, if I don't know the song, you get to lead it. If Marlene doesn't know it, you get to play it. Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God my Savior, standing, standing. Testimony. Testimony or a praise? All right. I'm going to go with Brother Glenn. I saw you, Margo.
I would like to talk about God's timing and my testimony in regards to that. When I was born, I was saved at Edinburgh Baptist Church, and my folks didn't come to my baptism. They were not church-going folks, my father especially not. So one day, the pastor on a Sunday said, if you have Jesus Christ, and they want to be saved, I will. I thought, man, my dad's, he was
Amen, brother.
297.
297. And while you're looking for that, Mike and Agnes, you're up for the next special. Number 297. Nothing is impossible. Amen. When you put your trust in God, nothing is impossible when you trust in His Word. Hearken on the voice of God to thee. Is there anything too hard for me? Then put your trust in God alone and rest upon His Word. For everything, oh, everything. Do you have a favorite? 355. 355. 355. Which is Wonderful Grace of Jesus. She is really helping me out. She says, oh, Sam's so she's gotta bring it down. Otherwise, it'd get really ugly. Maybe anyhow, but thank you very much. So the first verse, 355. Wonderful grace of Jesus, greater than all my sin. How shall my tongue describe it? Where shall its praise begin? Taking away my burden, setting my spirit free. My transgressions, greater far than all my sin and shame. Oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus, praise his name. Amen. I'll tell you, it's hard to sing one verse of that. And ladies trio. Testimony. Okay, Margo.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Do you have a favorite, Margo? 88. All right. She deferred to her, to Daryl. Number 88. 88. Which is number 88. Sweet Beulah Land. This is the other one. I'm kind of homesick for a country to which I've never been before. Goodbyes will be spoken, for I would
just told me to keep it short. The song that I'm going to sing tonight is just really a testimony of how faithful my God has been to me. You know, as Pastor was preaching this morning about when God says no, some of my most joyful journeys with the Lord is when he's told me personally no, or wait, or let's see. Even in the times when I was doing what I was supposed to do as a child of God, he was faithful. But the many times that when I wasn't doing what I should have been as a child of God, he was just as faithful. He's as faithful today as he was the first day that I trusted Christ as my Savior, when I was just before my fifth birthday. And so the name of the song is He's Been Faithful.
Every word he promised. To me.
Got a favorite brother? What was it? 488, which is a new name in glory.
Sing with a glittering crown.
Testimony. Brother Melvin. Oh, he's coming forward. Amen. Amen. You got a 275. 275. 275 is. And Agnes and Mike, you're up next. It is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. 275. When peace like a river attendeth my way.
It is well with my soul.
Well, thank you, Mike and Agnes. A testimony. All right, Chris, Christian.
I don't have one, but I know who has. John Draper has been lifting up his head.
Where? Oh, I'm sorry, brother. Right in front of me. Amen. 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 Do you have a favorite, brother? Would you like to defer to somebody? What is it? Number 56. 56. Hope I know it. Otherwise, you're going to have to lead it, brother. The old rugged cross. I think I know it. The old rugged cross. Number 56.
Thank you. cleanses within, from the highest star in heaven to the depths of the sea. It is still the blood of Jesus that brings victory to me. Those who rely on the works that they do, and some men count on the times they pray through. But when the battle's over and the last song is sung, I'll go home through the blood to my Father's precious Son. And it's still the blood that saves from sin. It's still the blood that cleanses within, from the highest star in heaven to the depths of the sea. It is still the blood of Jesus that brings victory. That brings victory to me.
All right, so Pastor gave a testimony. What was the number, Pastor?
250
and verses 1 and 3. 250. And we'll have you stand for this one. 250, numbers 1 and 3. And after we sing this song, I'm going to ask the ushers to come forward for the offering. After we've sung this song. Verses 1 and 3, he keeps me singing.
Thank you for this beautiful Sunday that you've given us the opportunity to come to Harvest Baptist. And Lord, how great it has been here in the last hour to hear the sweet songs of Zion. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the pastor, for all the things that are going on here at Harvest Baptist. I pray, Heavenly Father, you would be with each and every one of our visitors tonight. We just want them to enjoy our fellowship here, and as we go afterwards out to the fellowship hall, I pray, Heavenly Father, that we can all get together and just have a good, wonderful time. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for all the many blessings that you give, and I pray, Heavenly Father, you would be with Brother Enoch tonight as he stands before us to break the bread of life. Lord, as we give back a portion of what you blessed us with, we ask you to honor and glorify it in the works here at Harvest Baptist, for it's in your precious name that we pray. Amen.
As is our tradition on Wednesdays and Sunday nights, we share a, or more than one, missionary letter. Tonight I have a letter from the Catalans. Now, I actually have two, but because of the time, I'm gonna push one off to Wednesday. But you got to come back Wednesday and hear this. I really wanted you to hear this one. This is the continuing saga, if you remember, the Gervasis in Indonesia, that issue they're having, trying to do weddings in their church and having to deal with the traditions there. So their letter explains what has happened. You got to come back Wednesday to hear that. So here, this is from the missionaries, our missionaries, the Catalans in the Philippines. Dear prayer partners, this is their made through the July letter. We've met two ladies, Julia, our local bank manager, and Erlyn, a factory worker, and they got saved. So we have been building relationships with them and their families. Please pray that God will continue to work in their lives and grow to be faithful. On Father's Day, we invited fathers to get to know them and at the same time to have a Bible study. Four of the five of them were saved from our soul-winning endeavor. Please pray for Wilt to be saved also. I guess he must be the fifth one. We have been praying for men that we can disciple, and God has answered prayers. Please pray for us as we continue to build relationships with these men. We are thankful that little by little we are gaining more people that we can build relationships with. We're grateful for your continued support for us in Christ, the Catalan family. Now, that was not the whole letter. If you want to read the whole letter, just go to the website. It's all there. But I just kind of give you the abbreviated version. And again, Wednesday, you can hear the story from the Gervasis.
Once again, thank you, Pastor, for the opportunity. Thank you, Kevin, Glenn, Amber, Margo, David, John, for your testimony. I hope I don't forget none of you. I think that was it. But thank you for the wonderful music, Tony and Marlene, Michael, Agnes, and then the triplet sisters. Ken, we had others playing here, and I just enjoyed it. I don't know if you didn't enjoy it. I don't know what will. You know what? In heaven, that's what we're going to be doing, singing and enjoying. And if we get tired, there's something wrong with us, okay? But thank you, Pastor. I will try. Pastor can give a one-hour message in 15 minutes. I am kind of like a snail. I can give a 15-minute message in an hour, but I'm not going to do that, okay? So I'm going to put my roller skates on and push me so that I can go. But I pray that this message will be a blessing to you as it has been to me. I will be speaking of the local church, and I will be speaking about Harvest Baptist Church, about you and me. This message has to do with our local church. And I have titled my message, Create in Me a Clean Heart. And as I say this, open your Bibles, or you don't have, I've already written it down because I can't read the Bible. I have to read it with big letters. I will be reading a portion, so bear with me if you hear me reading like a robot. My eyes go everywhere. But if you can open your Bibles to Psalm 51:10, and I want you to say this verse personally like you are talking to God. You are talking to God. This, I took it, Lord, because we are Christians. We do not, once you accept Christ, you do not lose your salvation. But we do with the times, especially the more we live, life takes a toll on us sometimes, maybe spiritually, physically, or financially. And so sometimes we tend to kind of like be sad in our Christian lives when we shouldn't, but it happens, okay? So I entitled it, Creating Me a Clean Heart. I want you to stand with me as we read this verse, and we are going to say it together. And then I'm going to ask Brother Ken if you would lead this message and lead us in a word of prayer. Okay? Are we ready? Okay. It says, Creating me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Let's pray. You may be seated. Psalm 133:1 says, Behold, how good. It's not just saying how good. No, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in what? Unity. And then we go down to Acts 2:1. And the Bible says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, or the festival of harvest, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they, who? The apostles, okay? God's people. And I'm going to make it as we, okay? It says, they were all with one accord in how many places? One place. We are all together in one agreement, one accord, in one place, and we are here for the honor and glory of God. Amen. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about what God did in our lives. All the testimonies that you heard, all the singing that you heard was not about me. It was about what God did for you and for me. And those testimonies, we carry them wherever we go. We will win others to Christ. Why? Because of what he did. People are out there waiting for somebody to witness. They need a testimony that's real in their lives, just like the person that witnessed to me. And he was witnessing to me, and I said, here comes this holy roller, but I didn't know God. But you know what? He thought that he had failed, but little did he know that he brought along two fishes, my wife and I. He won us to the Lord. And he said to me, Enoch, tears in his eyes. I thought that you weren't going to come. And he was glad. And I am glad to hear each and every one of those testimonies, because it made a difference in your life and in others. Okay? But Again, we need to work together as a church, as the body of Christ. Forgive me, I'm a crybaby. I cry a lot, but that's me. So please bear with me, okay? It's coming from my heart. And so now we go to 1 Corinthians 12:12. But in your house, write it down. And you know what it's talking about the body of Christ. But when you get home, 1 Corinthians 12 all the way to 27, speaking about the body of Christ. And it says this. As for the body is one and has how many? Many members. And all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. God is the head of Christ. And Christ is the head of this church. Because we're talking about us. Yeah, there's many local churches, but we're talking about us. About what God is doing here. And I thank God that he's doing marvelous things in other churches, but this is where he has us. And we might go through trials, we might go through good times, but in the good times and in the bad times, we need to stick together and praise the Lord so that others can see that God is real in our lives. Because if not, we are going to lose so many around us. We need to be a light unto the world. And God has put a captain aboard in this ship. Let's say we're in a ship. You know what the name of the captain of this ship is? Pastor Cook. And Pastor Cook, it's a big ship. He cannot handle it by himself. So God put deacons and trustees and music, and he put choir up here, and there's a lot of them. We are one body. We have many members. And if you are here comfortable right now, it's because somebody before you came here turned on the AC for you. If you are sitting right here, it's because somebody straightened the chairs for you. If you are here enjoying yourself, it's because the body is working. You don't see the reason that I'm relaxing. We have cameras, but there's someone out there taking care of the parking lot. You don't see them, but they're working all together. And God sees the pastor as that person that's taking care of the parking lot the same. There is no different. We just have different jobs. But we are not as important as the other. We all need to work together. Kennedy, I remember when he said that, he said, ask not what this country can do for you, but rather what you can do for this country. And in the same way, I said, ask not, don't come here saying, what can this church do for me? But rather say, what can I do, Pastor, for this church, for the honor and glory of God? Yeah, that's what we need, okay? So we need to be very careful. Now, the problem is this, when the body starts fighting within itself, and it can happen, and it has happened, I would hate for this church to one day fall apart, and that I was part of that I made that church go down. Pastor, if I ever offend you, let me know, and I'll ask forgiveness. And if you did something to me, then if you come to me, I need to forgive you. Because all that, you know what happens when the church starts fighting, and I'm here by the captain and the middle and the back, and those on the back saying, well, you know what, those guys on the front, they think they're it. So you know what, I'm going to get a stick of dynamite, created a big old hole. And the other, oh yeah, I'll show you, and get another stick of dynamite. Oh, that hole's bigger over there. But guess what? You're all in the same ship, and guess what? We're all going down. So we need to take care of each other, because this is what happens when we fight against each other. Fighting will bring discord. Discord will bring discouragement. Discouragement will lead to the church splitting up. And God help us. When we get before God and we did something down there, oh, God help us that we were not the cause of a church breaking up, because we were too prideful to say, I'm sorry to that other person that we hurt. God forgive us. God with His Spirit enlighten us to do what we need to do. Now, this is a Matthew 18:15. Moreover, if thy brother or sister shall trespass against thee, go and tell him or her his or her fault. Between who? Between thee and him or her alone. Okay? If she or he shall hear thee, thou hast gained what? Thy brother or thy sister. Here is the problem. Pastor Cook was saying something and he didn't mean it, but I took it the wrong way. Okay? He doesn't even know that he has offended me, but because I can hear and I heard something else, and I'm accusing him of something that he doesn't even know he did. My job was to go to him. Say, Pastor, what did you mean? And if he said, no, that's not what I said, or brother, you know what, that is what I said. I'm sorry. I went to him. And he repented, and we got things going. But here's the problem. He did something to me. Oh, I'm going to go to Cleto. And I go over there and Cleto, well, Pastor said this about me. That is spreading gossip. That is getting a match and lighting it and making adding fuel to the fire. Okay? Now, if Cleo is mature, he's going to say, well, brother, the Bible says for you to go and let him know. Okay? That's like biblical. And it's a mature Christian. Oh, you know what? Thank you. And I'll go, yeah. But you know what? If Cleto is not mature and I tell him something, so Cleto, you know what? He said something, but it wasn't too exciting. So Cleo's going to add a little bit more to what I said. I remember we had a big old youth group, and we started, and so Paul Rizzo, the one that was in charge, started from over there. He said, I'm going to say something, and you guys say it to that person, say it to that person. And by the time he got here, my goodness, totally different story because of a misunderstanding. You know what? Don't let Satan trick you into saying that you're better, all that. Well, you know what? No, we need to go and to that person, because all this will bring us down. And there are many things that can discourage us. And for this, we need revival in our spiritual lives. We need that, even as Christian. Pastor, do you get tired? Of course he does. No, I don't. Of course we do. We're human. And I've been there where you're saying something and then the congregation all of a sudden they didn't like it and they're saying something about you and you have to keep on going. And it's real hard to carry the load, because the pastor has to take care of his family. He has to take care of the church family. Guess what? When I was pastoring the church, Faith Baptist, 1 o'clock, I was tired of doing this and that. In the middle of the night, somebody calls, the brother so-and-so is in the hospital. Here we go, me and my wife, and we go there. And then there's a family fighting, and then we go here. And it never stopped. Guess what? When you make the life miserable for your pastor, shame on us. Shame on me, Pastor, if I offend you that way. May we be drawn, and before we can do that, before you and I can get a clean heart, like the psalmist says, creating me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit. Because without a right spirit, we cannot walk together as a church. Okay? And I'm going to read here. I'm going to jump. Look what it says in Philippians 4:31. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness... See, that's a problem. Sometimes we get bitter, and then instead of confessing it, we hold on to it, and he did that to me, and she did that to me, and before you know it, you're discouraging others. Okay? When they were singing, you know why they were singing? With a joyful heart? Because their hearts are right. You know what I get every time I sing? I can't sing like you guys, but in the crowd, I can sing. But just don't let me sing by myself, because my wife tells me, in the shower I sing good. As soon as I get out of the shower, my wife says, get back in the shower. But I sing with my heart. When I sing to the Lord, when I see the sisters or brothers singing, I rejoice in the Lord for them because of that talent that they have. And you, once in a while, let them know, thank you. Let them know. We need to know that. But it says, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye were sealed unto the day of redemption. And then it says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another here in their church, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you and me. Okay? And then I'm going to read this. Bear with me. I'm going to read it from the Bible. I don't know if I'm going to, but bear with me. We need revival. Without revival, there can't be unity in this church. They go together. And it says here, this it's Psalm 80, 85, is when Israel was went into captivity for 70 years because of their disobedience. And they were fined after 70 years. They were let go. Of course, they had been beaten and mistreated and all that. So they needed revival. And this is why they write this here. And they're saying, here we go, 86, from 86, verse 6 to 13, bear with me. Will thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation. I will hear what God, the Lord, will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints, but let them not turn again to folly. Surely his salvation is nigh them that fear him, that glory may dwell in their land, in our land, in our church. Without revival, there can be that joy, okay? Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness, I like this, and peace have kissed each other. Truth and truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yea, the Lord shall give that which is good, and our land shall yield her increase. Righteousness shall go before him and shall set us in the way of his steps. When we get right with God, guess what's going to do? He's going to put us in the right path. And there'll be revival. and there'll be unity. I like coming to this church. I like the people's smiles. I like the way we work together. Now, do we always agree in everything? No, but we can agree that we are here to serve the Lord and that we need to pray for one another. You pray for me like I pray for you. All of us have need. There's a song that says, "Revive us again." And I'm going to ask Pastor if, I don't know who's going to sing, if we can sing. But can you imagine if I sing here, "Revive us, O Lord." If I was a dead person in a funeral, I'd probably get up and take off. No, "Revive us, O Lord." And you need, you know what, you can't sing that song from your heart if you're not right with the Lord. So we need to ask God to forgive us this evening as work together as a church. Thank you for the opportunity, and I hope we sing that song before. I don't know if it's one verse or what's then, but let's go ahead and sing "Revive Us." That's 490, okay? And whoever's going to be in charge can, Sam. Thank you.
Let's stand, please. Was that 490? 490. What number was it, brother? 490. I'm trying to get there. Okay. We praise thee, O God, for the Son of thy love, for Jesus. Verse. Revive us again, fill each heart with thy love, make each soul be rekindled with fire from above. Hallelujah, I'm the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, I'm the glory. Revive us.
Dismissed. If Brother Carey, did anybody start coffee over there yet? Do you know? Okay, good. Coffee is ready. We'll have a word of prayer and ask God's blessings on the food and the fellowship. And please don't feel like you have to rush over there. Fellowship here while you're there. Make your way over there. The food will be ready. The coffee's ready. Those that may not be able to hang around for they have other obligations, please stay around long enough just to say hello. Thank you. Thank our singers for singing for us and ministering to us tonight. Brother Enoch for the good challenge and message on unity and revival. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful to dwell together in unity? Well, I just can't wait to see what God's going to do here in the coming days and the weeks. Let's pray it and ask God's blessings upon the fellowship as we dismiss. Brother Hottie, would you lift your voice and dismiss and ask God to bless the food and the fellowship? This preacher loves you. If I can be a help to you, please don't hesitate to ask. You're dismissed.